Speaking of free, want some fun free activities going on this weekend? It's the North Ridgeville Corn Festival 48th annual event. We have John Butkowski joining us to talk about it. John, is Bainbridge Road ready for all the folks this weekend?
Yes, it is. We are expecting a good turnout. The street is going to be packed with concessionaires, and I think we're going to have a great time for everyone.
It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Take us through some of the activities. I know Friday is kind of the day where you have sort of honoring some folks as well as sort of the kickoff. What takes place there on Friday evening?
Yes, we have the festival opening at 6 p.m., but then the grand opening will be at 7 p.m., and we'll basically welcome the people to the festival. We're also going to honor a resident of North Ridgeville that has continuously given back to the community with their involvement. So that's referred to as our Golden Kernel Award, and that will take place as part of the grand opening.
Yeah, one of the great things is they get the photo op with Poppy, Candy, and Kernel, right?
Yes, the three mascots are just wonderful. The kids and adults both love them. So, you know, if kids want to get their pictures with the mascots, this is the weekend to do it.
Sure. Or they can take a picture with you. You'll be there as well as a lot of the folks who helped be a part of this festival. But let's talk about some of the entertainment. You've got some great entertainment coming for this weekend, too.
Yes, we do. Basically, starting at 7 p.m. in the beer tent is Tony Schultz. Okay, he's a North Ridgeville person that has participated in our festival for years. We also have Ava Rowland. She's a local Nashville recording artist. She's going to be on our Safetyville stage from 7 to 10 p.m. And then we also have a band at our gazebo called Resets. They're a Cleveland area band, and I think the people are really going to enjoy them. And then, of course, at 10:30, we have a huge fireworks display for the people to enjoy, sponsored by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau. Friday's going to be a very fun-packed day.
John, people really want to know, what about the corn? How's the corn crop this year?
Corn crop is great. It's good and sweet. If the people want to have cooked corn, we're going to have it. They want grilled corn, we're going to have it. And if people want to participate in street corn, we're going to have that there too.
Craig, when you started saying people want to know about the and I thought you were going to say car show, which is the big event on Saturday.
Oh, great. That's a great show.
Yes, the car show is going to be at South Central Park, right off of State Route 83. And we expect to have in excess of 100 cars at that car show. If people want to see old cars, new cars, modified cars, that's the place to be.
You know, in the past, long time ago, you used to have a horseshoe contest. Is that morphed into the cornhole contest? Is that where we are in this day and age?
Well, yeah, we had that horseshoe contest that was held for years and years, and then that kind of fell by the wayside. And what we have this year, one of our vendors that basically sells cornhole games is going to be conducting a cornhole tournament. So that's going to be new this year.
Right.
People will have the opportunity to practice. But if they want to get involved with the tournament, they can join the tournament.
You can't say that there wasn't obviously a good connection between a cornhole contest and a corn festival, John. So it kind of works its way into that. Lots of other things going on. Of course, the big parade that takes place on Sunday. Talk about that as well.
Yes. Sunday we have our annual parade. Starts at 1:30 at the high school. Proceeds down Ranger Way to Center Ridge Road. It then goes west on Center Ridge Road to Root Road, south on Road to Bainbridge, and then Bainbridge back to the high school. The other thing that I'd mentioned, since we're talking about the high school, we also this year will have free bus shuttle service provided by Lake Ridge Academy from parking at the North Ridgeville High School on Bainbridge Road to the festival grounds. That'll be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You actually call it Sidewalk Island. At least maybe that's just a space. I'm looking at the site. It says drop off passengers by the Sidewalk Island. I don't know, Greg.
Yeah, within the confines of the parking lot over by the Academic Center / High School, okay, there's an island, and it'll be clearly marked as a shuttle stop. So people can park and then walk to the island to board the bus.
I mean, they have ukulele guys performing while you're waiting. Go ahead,
well,
Greg.
You know, John, I look forward to this every year because I get to ride a school bus just like I did many, many years ago, and I'm all wedged in there. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know. Yeah. I'm the same thing.
Well, it's a lot of fun. People coming out in North Ridgeville this weekend. Again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be out there part of this weekend as well. And Craig will be broadcasting live noon to 3 this coming Saturday. So stop by and see Craig. But a lot of corn and lots of great activities. People coming out enjoying this great festival. A lot of times it's almost like the final festival even before some kids get back to school. I know there's the fair, but this is a great chance for people to come out to North Ridgeville as well. And you can go to nrcornfest.org to get a lot of information. John, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You too. John Bukowski joining us, giving us all things Corn Festival as well. Craig, by the way, you know, I am the reigning cornhole champion of WEOL at this particular point.
I did not know that. Where and when did this happen? I don't think I was part of it.
Barb McCann and I are the winning team from a previous luncheon. I don't know how many years ago this was, but she and I participated, and both of us won. Maybe you left early that day.
What did you win? The title? Did you get a trophy?
Oh, I got a day off of work.
Day off?
Yeah, exactly.
For a cornholter? This sounds like an episode of The Office.
I'm telling you, there has not been a second cornhole contest. So I am currently the reigning champion. Right?
That's good for you. That's really cool.
Sure. Yeah, I can see you're upset about it.